from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, power is now being cut to parts of the North Bay due to gusty, dangerous fire conditions. Good afternoon. I'm in Keys. Right now, a red flag warning is in effect for the East Bay Hills and Valleys and North Bay Mountains. PG&E says that's forcing them to begin public safety power shutoffs in Napa and Solano counties. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in Napa County. And Justin, people have been getting ready for this all morning.
Yeah, they have. Things are still okay right here in Yountville right now. People still have power, but we know that's not the case for other parts of the Bay, including in Solano County. Take a look at this outage map we've been looking at pretty much all day. In the last 15 minutes, we've noticed that more shutoffs have been taking place in the Vacaville and Fairfield areas. You should see those in pink on your screen here. It's thanks to those dry, gusty, and windy conditions, our weather team says, that could bring heightened fire risks. PG&E says the shutoffs prevent power lines from igniting fires. More than 2,000 customers in Napa and Solano counties were notified of these possible shutdowns over the weekend. We talked to Richard Kennedy, and he's one of them that got that notification. He lives in Napa County. Take a listen to how he says he's sort of preparing.
It's difficult for us. Usually we wouldn't mind it, but my wife is 82 years old and she's very sick. And when it gets hot, it's just really hard on her. She can hardly breathe. So we worry about that.
He says right now they're just cooling their house just in case more shutoffs come. He says his wife has been telling him to get a generator. He says he's not sold yet, but after today, he says that he probably will. PG&E says now is a good time to set those refrigerators and freezers to the very coldest setting just in case your power does eventually go off. You can check to see if your power potentially could go off. It's on the website, pge.com, so be sure you go to that to see if you could be affected by this. We're live in Napa County this morning, or this afternoon. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, thanks, Justin. Well, we have about 8 more hours of dangerous fire weather conditions with that red flag warning in effect. Now, the strongest winds now behind us. We saw that earlier this morning with those peak wind gusts up to 66 miles per hour at Mount St. Helena, Mount Diablo 61, looking at 43, and Knoxville, Hillsborough Hills, 40 mile per hour wind gusts, Oakland Hills 22, as well as for Livermore. But even though the winds will continue to ease as we head through the day, relative humidity values will continue to plummet as we head through our afternoon. So right now, looking at 18% for Fairfield, 19% in Concord, 21% in Livermore. So that red flag warning in effect until 8 tonight for the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills, and Valleys. Len, back to you.
All right, Mary, thank you. New evacuation orders have been issued for people near the Windy Fire in the Sequoia National Forest. It has rapidly grown to more than 21,000 acres with 3% containment as of Sunday morning. Fire crews have been up against high temperatures, bone dry conditions, and steep terrain, and now a cold front is sweeping through. The flames are threatening homes, businesses, and ancient sequoia trees. The Windy Fire is among 8 sparked by lightning in the forest during a storm last week.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk following new vaccine requirements that went into effect today. Taking a live look at downtown San Jose this afternoon, where the city is requiring proof of vaccination to enter many city buildings starting today. That applies to anybody attending an event of 50 or more people. The only exception, you can show a negative COVID test if you claim a religious or medical exemption. Now, among the venues where the new rules apply, the SAP Center, McHenry Convention Center, San Jose Civic, the Center for Performing Arts, San Jose Museum of Arts, the Tech Interactive, and Mexican Heritage Plaza. Also, a vote in the East Bay is now being postponed. The West Contra Costa Unified School Board had planned to meet to discuss whether to require mandatory vaccines for all staff and eligible students 12 and older. A special meeting that was planned for tomorrow is now scrubbed from the calendar. The district says they need more time, and Oakland is also considering a similar mandate. Len.
And thank you. A good sign in the effort to keep kids safe from COVID, Pfizer has announced a medical trial shows its coronavirus vaccine is safe for children ages 5 to 11. That could be a big step toward making the vaccine available to that age group. And it comes at a time when COVID-19 cases in children have been skyrocketing. Mola Lenghi speaks with a family whose children took part in the research.
I think it's just been a really wonderful privilege, really, to contribute in this way. And so,
Dr. Richard Chung is an adolescent medicine specialist at Duke Health in Durham, North Carolina. Chung's youngest son, 8-year-old Joshua, took part in Pfizer's recently completed trials for children ages 5 to 11 years old.
I think that everybody should get vaccinated so that things can return back to normal.
Pfizer announced this morning that the trials Joshua took part in showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and resulted in robust neutralizing antibody responses. Those positive results mean Pfizer will now send this data to regulatory agencies around the world, including the FDA and European Medicines Agency, for approval.
The FDA looks at this data and feels confident that it demonstrates that this vaccine is safe and effective for children 5 to 11. You could have a vaccine within a month to 6 weeks.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is a member of Pfizer's board of directors.
Pfizer tested multiple doses to find the optimal dose that had the best compromise between reducing the number of vaccine-related side effects while still providing efficacy that's on par with what we saw in 16 to 25-year-olds.
The vaccine has already been approved by the FDA for use in children 12 and up. Dr. Chung's older son, Caleb, took part in those trials.
I wanted to participate in the trial in order to help motivate other kids to get the vaccine.
Pfizer's announcement comes at a pivotal time in the fight against COVID-19. The most recent American Academy of Pediatrics report showed the second highest number of childhood COVID cases for any week since the pandemic began. The spike in cases has been driven by the Delta variant, which has disproportionately affected the unvaccinated.
I'm really proud of them, you know, seeing them kind of courageously take this step and to do so really enthusiastically has just been a remarkable experience, not just as a pediatrician, but certainly as a dad.
We should note that 8-year-old Josh was not sure whether he received the placebo shot or the real vaccine. He told us his symptoms were not severe. Mola Lange, CBS News, New York.
Now, the average U.S. daily death toll from COVID-19 over the last 7 days surpassed 2,000 over the weekend. Meanwhile, data from the U.S. Department of Health shows 80% of ICU beds in the country are filled, with nearly 30% occupied by COVID-19 patients. And a new study by the Kaiser Foundation found that while most large insurance companies waived cost sharing for COVID-19 care in 2020, that is no longer the case in 2021. Now, 72% of health insurance plans are no longer waiving out-of-pocket costs for COVID treatment. A California woman is pleading guilty to FEMA fraud after pocketing thousands in relief money meant for fire victims. 64-year-old Deborah Lachlan pled guilty to making false statements in an application for FEMA benefits, which totaled $77,000. According to court filings, Lachlan said she lived at a home destroyed by the Paradise campfire, but after an investigation, officials found someone else had been living in the home. Sentencing begins in December. Lachlan faces a fine of up to $250,000. And up to 30 years in prison. Police have arrested 4 people in connection with a smash and grab at the Serramonte Center shopping mall. On Wednesday night, 7 people smashed display cases with hammers at Infinity Jewelers. They made off with thousands of dollars in Rolexes, rings, and chains. When police got to the store, they chased a Lexus speeding away from the mall. That Lexus crashed, and the driver and passenger were arrested. 2 others were arrested soon after. Investigators are still trying to identify 3 remaining suspects. Well, it's a well-traveled area for Giants fans around Oracle Park, but you better watch where you walk. Sidewalks in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood are sinking, and city officials say it's at an alarming rate.
It's a gap of approximately that much.
And you're like, wow, these are really enormous cracks.
That's on Project Home, tonight at 11, right here on KPIX 5.